I think my little sister followed me down to the pond. She might try to walk out on the ice.
Oh, you better go find her. She followed in your footsteps, and now she needs your help. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Have your parents ever talked to you about how your younger brothers and sisters will want to follow in your footsteps? They often copy what you do, both good things and bad. That's why it's important to lead them in the right things to do. And it's not only siblings you can help like this. You can be an example for the family of God, too. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." Now let's listen to our story. It's entitled, Footsteps in the Snow. "I don't see why Harper can't come Christmas shopping with us tomorrow," Sienna complained. "She always helps me find the best gifts." "It's not a good idea for your sister to be in the mall right now, Sienna," said Mom. "She needs time to go through counseling and address why she feels the need to steal things." Sienna sighed and put on her boots and coat. "I'm going to see if the ice is hard on the pond." When she reached the pond, she tested the ice with her foot. It was firm at the edge, but when she cautiously moved forward, it cracked. No skating yet. So Sienna headed home, taking the back way. When Sienna reached the house, Mom came out. "Allie was playing out here, but I don't see her anywhere," she said with a worried look. "The pond," said Sienna. "Maybe she followed me." She looked down and saw a tiny set of footsteps in the snow next to her bigger ones heading toward the pond. She dashed down the hill as fast as she could. As she approached the pond, she saw her little sister step out onto the ice. It held at the edge, and Allie took another step. "No, Allie!" yelled Sienna, and Allie stopped. When Sienna reached her, she took her hand and led her off the ice. Mom met them at the top of the hill. "You're not allowed to go to the pond by yourself," she said as she hugged her little daughter. "I thought Sienna was there," said Allie. "I was just following her." Later that day, Sienna again begged her mom to let her older sister come to the mall with them, but Mom said no. "We need to be careful where our footsteps lead," said Mom. "Harper is struggling with an urge to shoplift, and she needs our support. She shouldn't be in an environment where she may be tempted to steal." Sienna was quiet for a moment. "I wouldn't want to lead her into a situation where she'd be tempted," she said finally. "I know," said Mom. "Sometimes we need to make sacrifices to help other Christians in their walk with Jesus, especially when they struggle with the things we don't." Well, how about you? Do you help other Christians who are struggling with sin? Are you careful where your footsteps might lead them? We all have different struggles in our lives, and even though you may not be tempted by certain things, the same might not be true for someone else. Trust Jesus to help you be sensitive to the needs and feelings of others so you can support and encourage them in their walk with Him. Our key verse is Galatians 6:2.
Share each other's burdens, and in this way, obey the law of Christ.
And our key thought, help those who struggle. Looking forward to Christmas? Tick off the days with Keys for Kids Radio's Advent cards. Find each day's Christmas story on the Advent card. Talk to your family through the questions and ask God to help you apply the verse to your life. Each card is designed to help you stay connected to Jesus throughout the hectic holiday season. Countdown to Christmas with Keys for Kids Radio Advent cards at keysforkids.net and tap Countdown in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.